Yes, I guess this is becoming a marathon. I didn't plan it that way. But once I began researching this project, I was amazed at the richness and variety of the music and the message, and I kept finding more and more I wanted to share. So, this is J.D. Doyle, and welcome to Part 7 of what's become 8 hours of the music of GLBT Christian artists. And this segment includes a very special interview with Jason and DeMarco. But first up is Christopher Hoffman, who released an album called The Road in 2002, and you'll hear the title track.
Another day, another dollar. Makes you wanna scream and holler, yeah. Life is young, but it feels old. Your body's aching, not to mention your soul.
God is alive.
You try to walk a tired path. It takes you nowhere, should you cry or laugh. Still your spirit's singing, let it out. Time to stand up and shout. The road is long and hard. Without the hand of God. It is longer and harder. Don't think you will survive. We'll know this. God is alive. Right beside you, walking down the road. Can't be yourself, that you can change with a little help. Don't give up for anything, keep God in your heart and sing. The road is long and hard, without the hand of God. It is longer and harder. Don't think we'll know this. God is alive. Right beside you, walking down the road.
God is alive. God is alive.
You finally say what's on your mind. Start anew and leave the past behind. Some say it just can't be. Keep Jesus in your life and they will see.
Yeah.
This painful thorn, share with the world of how you were born. That God made you this way, and that you're here to stay. The road is long and hard. Without the hand of God. God is alive. Right beside you, walking down the road.
God is
right beside you, walking down the road.
God is
right beside you, walking down the road.
God is
right beside you, walking down the road.
God is
right beside you, walking down the road.
God is
right beside you, walking down the road.
God is
right beside you, walking down the road.
God is
right beside you, walking down
God
the road.
Is
right beside you, walking down the road. Ooh. In you, my God, I'm abandoned. In you I leave my life. From the moment I began to where you now see me stand, let it all be a gift from a man to God. Show me a place where I can go. Take me to this place. Please don't be slow. It doesn't even have to be any place I know. If I know you're there, and I can live outside all time and space. My dreams are all too familiar. My life a poor attempt. In seeing through your vast disguise, there's something I see in the eyes that somehow helps me recognize you care. Show me a place where I can go. Take me to this place. Please don't be slow. It doesn't even have to be any place I know. If I know you're there, and I can live within this place, outside all time and space. Give me something, somehow, somewhere, to let me know you're there. It's more than circumstance that finds me here alone, racing toward my facing my unknown. In you, my God, I'm abandoned. In you I leave my life. From the moment I began to where you now see me stand, let it all be a gift from a man. Show me a place. Outside all time and space, give me something, somehow, somewhere, to let me know you're there. Show me a place where I can go. Take me to this place. Please don't be slow. It doesn't even have to be any place I know. If I know outside all time and space. 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 Outside.
Christopher Hoffman's song, The Road, was followed by Joe Simmons and a song called Time and Space. That was from his 1994 album, Singing Out. The song was written by New York-area singer-songwriter Tom McCormick, and Joe Simmons must have been a big fan of Tom's, as he covered two of his songs on the album. And that brings me to the music of Tom McCormick himself. In 1991, Tom released a cassette called Running with Light, which I thought was extraordinary. In fact, I was one of the people who strongly nudged him that he really, really needed to make it available on CD, which he did in 2001. It was hard for me to pick one song from that recording, but for this show, I think the song All That I Am will give you a good impression of the album.
I heard the Lord. I heard His call. But I was scared to answer. And so I'd run, 'cause all that I had done. I told you don't come near me, but please hear me now. All that I am, all I shall be, all that is mine is yours, my Lord. Come live in me. Somewhere in this place, I saw a face that I could not escape from. Then I, just passing through, realized it was you. I stayed and started singing till you started bringing all that I am, all I shall be, all that is mine is yours, my Lord. Come live in me. The first time I met you, I gave you my life, but then I'd forget and take it back in the night. I know I'm forgiven, but oh Lord, how much more. So here I stand, a broken man, broken dreams of healing, a prayer begun, a prayer that I become an empty space to hold you, silence that told you all that I am, all I shall be, all that is mine is yours, my Lord. Come live in me. All that I am, all I shall be, all that is mine is yours, my Lord. My heart and my mind and soul, my Lord. Somewhere in time I will be yours, my Lord, and your living me.
Tom McCormick and All That I Am from the album Running With Light.
I'm singing
was Jason Warner from his 1999 album Only a Whisper. He's now part of the duo Jason and DeMarco, and I think they are amazing, and it's been interesting to watch their career over the last several years. Before they got together, they both had released solo albums, but together their voices are, well, heavenly. I've interviewed them twice, in 2003 and 2005, so it is interesting to see their progress, but first I want you to hear one of their songs. I'll let Jason introduce the song, It Is Well, which comes from their 2003 album, Songs for the Spirit.
It Is Well is definitely a favorite in our concerts. It Is Well is obviously a cappella, and it's an arrangement that I put together for DeMarco and I both to sing. Originally, we were going to have a third part in it, and it ended up going so well with just the both of us. It's one of the favorites out there. What more can you say than, regardless of everything you've been through and that we've been through, it is well with my soul.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll,
them about their background. Jason went first.
I was raised in a Pentecostal background and went to Lee University, which at the time I went was Lee College, and that's a Pentecostal Church of God-based college. And I had been raised singing my entire life since I was a kid. And my parents actually, we started going to the Church of God, I guess, when I was around 14. And I ended up going to their college. And I had always felt that, you know, the desire to sing, and I had basically been reared to be a next Christian male solo artist. And everybody kind of expected that, and that's the direction that I was planning on going. So I went to Lee, and I graduated and ended up traveling with a band in a mainstream Christian market. And I was with them for about a year, and upon coming out, I was invited to get out of the group. And so I went, at that point, on a very serious spiritual search, trying to figure out, you know, who this God was that I had been raised to believe in. It was, you know, I'd always believed in a God of love and acceptance, and suddenly I was faced with being rejected by everyone that I pretty much relied on and considered my brothers. So I went on a very, you know, a quest and a soul search of trying to figure out how I could reconcile these issues. And it wasn't long after that that I was given the book Stranger at the Gate by Mel White. And after reading that book, I was amazed at his story because it was so similar to my own. And I had no idea there was such a thing as affirming churches. And so at that point, I started contacting affirming churches, and the first church to get back to me was based out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It's the Sunshine Cathedral, MCC. MCC is Metropolitan Community Church, and that denomination was actually formed by Troy Perry, who was also kicked out of his church 30-something years ago, and he basically said, you know, nobody can keep us out of church just because of our sexuality, and they started a meeting in a living room. I found out about that denomination. I found out that there's a lot of other denominations that are now affirming, and it really opened a whole new way of life for me and a whole new possibility that I may be able to actually, you know, continue with my call and actually do what I felt I was meant to do in my life. And I ended up going to Fort Lauderdale and staying at that church, the Sunshine Cathedral, that contacted me. The first time I walked in those doors, I understood what unconditional love meant. I understood that, you know, it wasn't about them telling me I need to live or be a certain way, but it was simply me going in there and being loved unconditionally. And it was the first time I had ever experienced that. They just said, you know, we'll love you and you can, you know, learn in your own way and search things out for yourself. And it wasn't long after that, within 3 months, doors started opening for me to go into other churches, and that was 4 years ago. And I've been touring full-time ever since. It's been 4 years in November.
Now we'll hear from DeMarco.
I grew up in an Italian city north of Toronto in Canada called Woodbridge. I went to a school for the performing arts to continue my interest in singing. And I actually was interested in opera for a few years and studied classically and then discovered my roots. My parents are Italian, and I recorded an Italian album that Sony Canada manufactured. And I traveled for a bit with a band up in Toronto, and 5 years ago, I decided to move to Los Angeles to make it in the movies and as a singer. And I met Jason 2 years ago? 2 years ago.
Oh, he's in trouble.
Oh, I know. We met 2 years ago. And he was doing his own thing, traveling in ministry, and I was kind of doing something a little different. I was doing a few nightclub performances a year and trying to get into theater and doing television commercials. And we decided a little over a year ago that we were going to do something together. And we decided to do a Christmas tour because we thought, you know, what better way to combine our talents and our backgrounds in music than to do something in Christmas, because usually everyone likes Christmas. We could do it in churches. We could do it outside of churches in theaters. We recorded our Christmas album, and we did 23 cities in the month of December. And every time we visited the church, these churches would ask when we were going to be coming back. And initially, we hadn't planned to continue to travel together. It was just supposed to be a Christmas tour, but we decided that since the opportunities were coming our way, to kind of combine forces and do this together. So it looks good, and we've been very lucky, and we're having a great time.
Remember, these comments are from 2003, and next they'll talk about their album, Songs from the Spirit, and then they'll talk about where they want to go next.
Our city is, this isn't the direction that we were actually planning on going, but when we started traveling, we recorded a Christmas album, was our first project together. And when we decided to go ahead and continue traveling together, I had already been approached by several people and several times that people wanted an oldies but goodies, and a favorites album with the traditional hymns and favorite praise and worship songs. And then I had written some original material, and I wanted to go ahead and put that on it. I had already had several sponsors that had come in that had put funds up to do that album. And so Songs for the Spirit is actually that album, and it is the traditional hymns and favorite praise and worship songs that we put together, and then it has some original material on it as well. Stylistically, it's piano and vocals only, and it's very traditional. The arrangements are all new arrangements of the songs, and we tried to make them as contemporary and fresh as possible. But the style that we're actually attempting to go toward is more of a crossover style, where it's not necessarily considered Christian music, but that it has a spiritual approach, so that it reaches across, you know, specific spiritual boundaries, that it reaches across, and it can, you know, whether you're Muslim, whether you're Jewish, whether you're Christian, when you're listening to it, people can relate to it. And it has a universal language of love and acceptance, without having to get religious. And we basically call it, it's spirit pop. And it's music with a positive message and underlying a spiritual message. but it has the capability of reaching across those boundaries.
Basically, with the album that you have there, Songs for the Spirit, you will get vocally what Jason and I are in terms of the harmonies, but definitely Spirit Pop is our next project, and we are currently working on new songs, writing our original material and collaborating with some well-knowns for this next album, which we hope to release in the following year.
From their 2004 album, Spirit Pop, is the song All I Long For.
All I long for is someone to love, who understands me, who sees me as I so many questions. My eyes are full of pain. The skies withhold the answers to a passing day. Alive with no more purpose, a dream with no more shine. Only wanting one thing, to leave the past behind. All I long for is someone to love, who understands me, who sees me as I am. Yeah. A reflection in the mirror no longer wears its mask. I finally found salvation, so free and yet so vast. My soul now resting safely in your gentle hands. With you I found my answers. I am free to fly at last.
Who is your audience?
Basically, everyone. We hope to reach young people, old people, definitely the GLBT community, but also, you know, the heterosexual community. We don't make being gay a big issue. We're not advocates, but if people ask, we are honest. And
we don't use our music as a political platform. This is Jason. We don't use our music for a political platform. We want our music to reach all people.
Is it important for you to be out as performers?
It's not important for me to be out in terms of, look, everyone, I'm a gay singer. Jason and I are a couple. We are two singers that so happen to be gay, and we don't like to make that the big issue, but we are also truthful in who we are, and if asked, we wouldn't lie, you know, on radio or television or in the media.
our sexuality is a very small part of our life, and we've been extremely blessed to find each other and to not only have life partnership but to have a business partnership. And we're very fortunate. We do have a strong desire to be role models for those out there, for young people out there. We have a huge desire to reach young people through our music and to particularly reach young people in the gay community, that they can see that there is a possibility of being young, of being spiritual, and of being in a relationship. That's something that many question in our community, and we've been very fortunate to meet so many wonderful couples, so many wonderful people out there that have not only had relationships and healthy relationships, but very long-term relationships.
There are a lot of hurting young people in our community, and I think it's nice for them to see that there are alternative lifestyles in the gay community other than drugs and liquor and circuit parties in the bars. And I think at least we're told through emails and letters people send us that, you know, we've shown them that there is another side, a healthy side.
Okay, let's move ahead to 2005. And when they came to Houston for a concert, I got the chance to ask about their next project. They were working on a new album, which did not even have a title yet.
The new album is, we're wanting to go in a direction of reaching even a broader audience than up until this point we've done with our music, and it's creating, it's definitely more mainstream, leaning more towards a pop rock sound, and we want to still have positive lyrics throughout the music, but it's more about real life. It's real life, real relationships, and then also bringing elements of spirituality into it.
How is the new album different from Spirit Pop?
Spirit Pop was still a little bit inspirational and maybe a little too, foo-foo or fluffy for us. You know, as an artist, you kind of tend to always think ahead with your new work and what's, you know, the new sound and, you know, where is music going? And always trying to be on top of the new trend or setting new trends. So this new album is really, like Jason said, going to be pop rock, very different. A lot of acoustic drums, acoustic guitars. And
Spirit Pop was mostly a lot of tracking in the studio, whereas the new album is all live instrument. It's a full band sound. And it also, Spirit Pop to a lot of people had a sound of, Christian contemporary music has a sound, or contemporary Christian music has a certain sound. And Spirit Pop, the sound is so different and so unique, you know, that the music sounds very different, but yet our vocals are still there. So it's still very much Jason and DeMarco because of the harmonies and the vocals. You know, so we've pulled our vocals into a new sound of music.
This new album is definitely going to be a lot edgier than Spirit Pop.
And I agree with that. It's an excellent album. It's called Trying to Get to You, and here's the title track.
Thoughts running through my head. All this time.
DeMarco say the new project would be a lot edgier. Well, one example of that is the CD maxi single they released with a number of remixes of that last song, like this one. While they are definitely trying to get their music to you and the mainstream, they have not forgotten their Christian music roots. They have a brand new release called Halo. This is a little like a stock split. They are so talented that they can go in different directions at the same time. From that album is the song, When Your Spirit Gets Too Weak.
We beg to borrow, we beg to steal, we beg forgiveness, we beg to feel, we beg for love, I guess, we beg for hate, we beg for everything and pray it's not too late. When everybody's trying to feel, I guess we're trying to heal. Everybody's got to kneel, no way to reinvent the wheel. Everybody's got to stand up on their feet. Everybody needs a dream when the spirit gets too weak. When your spirit gets too weak, and when the water seems too deep, and when you think there's just no way, I'll be there for you night and day. When the mountain seems too steep, and when your spirit gets too weak, and when you think there's just no way, I'll be there for you night and day.
We beg for happiness, we beg for tears, we beg for sorrows just to overcome our fears. We beg to rise above and hope we never fall. We beg for everything and hope he hears our call.
When everybody's trying to feel, I
gotta heal. Everybody's got to kneel, no way to reinvent the wheel. Everybody's gotta stand up on their feet. Gotta be there for your brother when the spirit gets too weak. When your spirit gets too weak, and when the water seems too deep, and when you think there's just no way, I'll be there for you night and day. When the mountain seems too steep, and when your spirit gets too weak, and when you think there's just no way, I'll be there for you night and day.
Again, that was When Your Spirit Gets Too Weak from the brand new album by Jason and DeMarco called Halo. Actually, this show is airing a few weeks before that album is being released, so I thank Jason and DeMarco and their producer Alan Lett for getting that track to me early so I could include it. We're down to the last song of the show, I know, finally. And again, I'm J.D. Doyle, and I want to thank you for sticking with me through this supersized edition of Queer Music Heritage. While I got to include about 70 different artists and groups in this show, I'm sure there are a number of GLBT Christian artists I didn't know about or was unable to get their recordings, but I hope that what I found gives you a good sense of our history and future in this genre of our music culture. For the last song of this special series, naturally I wanted something special, and I didn't have much trouble picking this one. It's by the Transcendence Gospel Choir, and yes, they are the group I used to close the last segment. They are out of San Francisco, and they are the first all-transgendered choir. Their debut album from 2003 won the Yacht Music Award that year for Outstanding Recording by a Chorus or Choir, and they've since released an album joined by the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus. But from their first album, the song I've been saving for you is this one, Safe in the Arms of Jesus.
Direction to I cried out, Lord, what shall I do? You rescued me that day, and that's why I can say that I am safe in the arms of the Lord. Yes, I'm safe in the arms of the Lord. Like a child without a home, I was lost and so alone. No greater love was shown than the love you gave to me. Now you are my strong tower, you're my strength and my weakest tower, and I know you'll be right here for me. You sent help from above, showered me with love to make me feel